VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Palestinians streamed back into northern Gaza on Monday, with Israel giving them the green light to return as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Mohammed Audi reunited with his parents and brother as they returned after being displaced for more than a year.
It's better than the whole world. It's a great victory to see my mother, father and brother. Praise to God. I have been away from them for 1 year and 4 months.
Under the terms of the ceasefire, residents of northern Gaza were due to return at the weekend. But Israel said Palestinian militant group Hamas had breached the deal by failing to release civilian female hostage Arbel Yehud in a second exchange at the weekend. That was until Qatari mediators resolved the dispute late Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal over the weekend to resettle Palestinians from Gaza on its territory. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinian Authority are telling U.S. President Donald Trump that they oppose his proposal to resettle residents of the Gaza Strip in Egypt or Jordan. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying that the Egyptian government supports the Palestinian people's insistence to remain on their land, defending their legitimate rights, and respecting international law. Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, also rejected President Trump's proposal, saying that Palestine is for the Palestinians and Jordan is for the Jordanians, and that the solution to the Palestinian problem is located on Palestinian soil and embodied by a Palestinian state. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Residents in eastern Congo's largest city of Goma are fleeing after Rwanda-backed rebels claim to have captured the regional hub from Congolese forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Gunshots rang out across Goma overnight before dozens of rebels in military uniform marched into the city by early morning. Local resident Patrice Nanga told the AP,
"There's shooting all over the city. We don't know who is shooting, whether it's the M23 or our soldiers. The city's going through a very complicated situation, and that makes us think that the enemy is already in the city."
The M23 rebels claimed they captured Goma early Monday, as the United Nations described a mass panic among its 2 million people, and Congo's government said the rebel advance was a declaration of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Visa appointments at the U.S. Embassy in Colombia have been canceled following a dispute over deportation flights that nearly turned into a trade war between both countries. Hundreds of Colombians on Monday showed up outside the U.S. Embassy in Bogota and were handed letters by local staff that said their appointments, which can take up to 2 years to obtain, had been canceled due to the Colombian government's refusal to accept repatriation flights of Colombian nationals. New U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth promised changes are coming to the country's military as he arrived at the Pentagon Monday for his first official day on the job. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Moments after stepping out of his motorcade, new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put the U.S. military on notice.
The lawful orders of the President of the United States will be executed inside this Defense Department swiftly and without excuse.
The decorated veteran and former Fox News host also promised accountability and more changes, saying President Trump will be signing executive orders calling for a U.S. version of Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, the removal of all diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives, and the reinstatement of troops forced to leave the military after refusing to get the COVID vaccine. Hegseth also made clear the Pentagon will be fully behind the Trump administration's efforts to secure the southern border.
We helped move forward troops, put in more barriers, and also to ensure mass deportations, support of mass deportations in support of the president's objective. That is something the Defense Department absolutely will continue to do.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.